I was reading to kids in a shelter because I started to think after I heard a voice, if this is the next 30 years of your life, is this enough? I realized that that workaholic life was missing something. And I was single and alone because I was just too busy and, working all the time for that status, that success. And I started reading in shelters to bring children into my life. And I saw them going to sleep in their clothes and huddled together and crying. And I brought pajamas. And when I read to them and then gave pajamas out, this little girl was so timid and so afraid of me. And she was just, I just, my heart went out to her. And when I tried to give her a pair of pajamas, she leaned in and she whispered, "What are pajamas?"
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by the Going North Advancement Compass. This is a wonderful journal for you to track your goals daily, track your wins, boost your confidence, and advance to your next level. It is the destiny diary for your success. So pick it up via Amazon.com, and we'll put a link to where you can purchase it in the show notes. Now let's get on with today's episode. And today on the Highlight Reel, Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for today, courtesy of PodcastGuest.com, a wonderful site where podcast guests can have a one-page media sheet of all their freaking awesome sauce goodness, and podcast guests can reach out to them, or heck, even if your podcast hosts have your show blasted out to thousands upon thousands of email addresses across the globe. Indeed, we got another wonderful diamond in the rough, a wonderful needle in the haystack, if you will, because today's wonderful guest, you're going to be in for a treat that's good enough to eat, y'all, because today's award-winning, best-selling, you're that right, folks, she's done both. She's got gold medals and sold a bunch of books, as well as a TEDx speaker, consultant, nonprofit leader, purpose coach, and the founder of the Pajama Program. So there you go, the double P action, baby. So it's going to be all about PJs without the PB&Js. So let's give it up for the gorgeous, generous, and powerful Genevieve Patero. How you doing today, Jen?
Wow, now I'm doing great. Can you just come with me everywhere? Boost my confidence? That was amazing. Thank you. Thank you very much. Some of it is true. Some of it, you're just being wonderful. So thank you.
Yep, in her mind, she's like, yep, the gorgeous part is true. He got that right. That's right, indeed. The mighty G, she's gorgeous, baby. Purple's my favorite color for a reason, y'all.
My husband tells me that in a prior life, I was royalty because I'll be sitting on the couch watching a movie and I'll say, can you get that for me? And he'll say, you realize it's 2 feet there. You just have to stand up and walk and pick it up for yourself. He says, I'm royalty in another language and I'm not happy now.
I'm guessing that was a day where the meditation wore off.
Yes, that's right. I was just human, 100% human.
He's like, the orange robe and the bald head disappeared. I'm regular B now. Tired, like, oh, not doing it. But hey, it ain't about wonderful monks in a mountain somewhere. It's about the mighty Jen. So my goodness, as with all introductions, actually forget that one. I'm gonna go with the other one. So if you were to describe your life journey up to now in three magical words, what would they be and why?
Three words. I'd say the human connection. It's all about that. I found my purpose. A big accomplishment for me, because I didn't know I had one. I thought, like, I think a lot of us, that finding your purpose, the reason you're here, is reserved for very special people like Oprah and Deepak Chopra and Albert Einstein, and people like that. The rest of us are just happy having a job. And that's all I learned, how to get a job, get a good job, you know, make good money, be successful. What other people see is important. And I followed that for 12 years. And then I had an encounter with a little girl in an emergency shelter and things happened. And I started pajama program. I was reading to kids in a shelter because I started to think after I heard a voice, if this is the next 30 years of your life, is this enough? I realized that that workaholic life was missing something. And I was single and alone because I was just too busy and, you know, working all the time for that status, that success. And I started reading in shelters to bring children into my life. And I saw them going to sleep in their clothes and huddled together and crying. And I brought pajamas. And when I read to them and then gave pajamas out, this little girl was so timid and so afraid of me. And she was just, my heart went out to her. And when I tried to give her a pair of pajamas, she leaned in and she whispered, "What are pajamas?" And that started this whole move emotionally and physically to starting something, well, it became starting something for children who need pajamas and books and in the bigger picture need love and a bedtime that's safe. So through these 20 years, once I realized that this was a purpose that I was responsible for seeing through, the human connection and meeting people who were coincidentally, and I say coincidentally because it is more to it, is a spiritual component to us humans. Other people connected to the sadness and the hurt I felt from her that they wanted to help too. And it's only because of the human connection that pajama program exists and is nationwide and you know, 8 million plus pajamas. So I've learned and I teach and I speak about the value of sharing our hearts with each other and not being afraid to do that and not being afraid to ask for help, not being afraid to say, "I don't know how to do this. I made a major change and now I'm stuck and I'm afraid maybe I made a mistake because I feel alone." So the human connection is more important now for all of us than ever.
Well said indeed, because it definitely is needed now more than ever. Definitely the human connection indeed. You're so right. So right indeed. I even remember reading a book recently where the guy was talking about basically going all in. And that even means like keeping the phone away in regular interactions, like just at a cash register. And he's like, "Wait, let me put the phone away for a second." And then learn the cashier's name. And then they had a quick 30-minute conversation and he was more into it indeed. So just small moments like that, all the way to the big, beautiful blue, purple, pink, and all rainbow color moments that you're creating for the kids around the country indeed. If I'm not mistaken, what was it? 7 million pajamas around the globe?
Now it's eight. We finished
8 million.
Finished 2023 over 8 million. Yes. Yeah, so I can proudly say we are going strong.
No, there we go. All right. So I guess 9 million by the end of the year at this rate then.
We'll see. Check back.
That's right indeed. That's right indeed. And it's actually kind of amazing, and it does make sense when I hear that story multiple times about the little girl who didn't know what PJs were. She's like, "What the heck? Who's this weird woman with these wonderful clothes that look a little too soft to be worn on the outside, a little too cold weather?" And it's like, oh, it's actually a luxury. They've been through a lot, sadly, in their short lives on the earth. And it's like, oh, this is definitely new.
Exactly, Dom. You got it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So what was it like over the years building up that program, too? Because, my goodness, it started off as just basically you and your off time as a busy TV executive all the way to now where you can actually basically do it full time.
Well, 3 years ago, I did 20 years as executive director as well as founder. And then I learned, because people were asking me to speak through all that time on finding purpose and how it grew and what, you know, what people could do who realized like me, oh, I think I'm on the wrong path. I was chasing money, or I was chasing the, you know, the recognition of others, or I was doing what my family expected and to keep up with my friends. What happens now that I'm 10 years, 20 years in, and I'm feeling like, what have I done with these 20 years behind me? So I was speaking about that, and I knew I wanted to write a book about the true story of growing something when you switch paths midstream and you know nothing. So 3 years ago, I passed the baton of executive directorship to Jamie, who was on our board, a president of our board of directors. And so I get to now talk about our program and our growth from the standpoint of a founder who knew nothing. So I found a strange gift of COVID was that we all went searching for what's important. And so when I was afraid to learn that my book was coming out right in the middle of that quarantine, I thought, oh my goodness. But luckily, which has been part of its success, people were like me, all of a sudden looking at their lives from where they were and being honest with themselves, right? It was almost like a near-death experience. For many of us, it was. And I think that has opened up so many conversations about finding your purpose, human connection, because we strayed from that because we had to. And then we sort of got out of the habit of putting ourselves in front of people face to face. And we're trying to figure out now how to get some of that love back.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So right about that, trying to get it back. I guess some folks maybe even try to get more of it indeed. And my goodness. So, and you brought up a good point. I guess that makes you one of the book boomers then. One of the COVID book babies.
That's a good phrase.
That's right indeed. That's right indeed. So how's it like becoming a first-time author now, two-time author indeed? Was it like a whole giant Great Wall of China size fear you had to conquer?
Well, I tried five times while I was executive director, while I was sitting running pajama program day to day. And it was really hard because you have to go to a special place in your heart, in your life. You have to make that time. You have to decide a lot of things. Who am I writing this for? You know, I didn't want to write a diary. I wanted to write ups and downs of things that happened so that other people wouldn't be afraid to do what I did. I wanted them to know they're not alone. It's not all wonderful and easy. You figure out what your purpose is and then everything, you know, is laid out for you. It's not, but the rewards are incredible. Your life is different. Everything about it, everybody who's in it, most people who are in it will be new people who share this very special bond of wanting to live their who they're supposed to be and want to make a difference in their lives, to their families, to their communities, even grander, to others, to touch others. And I didn't have any clue of any of that. I just felt this pull to this little girl. It was a very simple pull to one little girl that I met other little girls and other little boys. And I said, oh my gosh, this doesn't end. So it just kept going. And I just wanted to make sure I could capture some of the events, some of the highs. I share all the lows of being afraid and, you know, messing up a relationship I was in, but thankfully we stuck it out and we got married. And it just, I hope, inspires people to know that, yes, there are bumps in the road. You can call me, I'll be a cheerleader for you. But just, you know, some lessons I learned to hopefully help other people who want to make a change.
Change indeed, change indeed. And you mentioned bumps in the road. So my goodness, has there been a major setback besides the magical question from the little one or the COVID that actually became a setup for your success?
You know, I was never a saver. I paid all my bills. I owned, you know, a co-op. I lived on my own. I traveled. I did a lot of stuff, but I wasn't a saver. And the emotion of this little girl and the emotions I felt put me in a state where I wasn't using good financial judgment. And I had a lot of financial strife. I spent way too much on doing what I wanted to do for those kids and to survive. So one of the lessons I say is, you know, make yourself a budget, get somebody to be accountable for you, find a way so that you're not losing sleep, not just on how do I fix this problem, this new thing, how do I stay on the right road, but also how do I keep myself from going under? You know, so that was a major lesson for me. It's great to follow your passion. And I think I could have done it better. So I try to help people find a better way to do it, because I caused myself and my husband, you know, financial distress. And that was hard. And, you know, you get a lot of us entrepreneurs are in a bubble of this. I have to do this and I have to do it 23 and a half hours of 24 hours in a day. So that leaves about half an hour for somebody else. And it is, you know, it is a popular way of life for a lot of us entrepreneurs, but there's a way. We're all talking about balance now. There's a way, even for those of us who are obsessed with finding a way to share our lives and to breathe and to just take a break, because I learned the hard way, breaks are good. Breaks bring you back to, you know, give you a fresh perspective, and the joy you feel when you share with someone else something totally unrelated is like a breath of fresh air.
Breath of fresh air is right. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. But yeah, so right about that financial wax, it's so true. Metaphorically, it's like, yeah, burn the candle at both ends. It's like, no, I'm running out of candle. Where's the wax? Let's put some more on there. Oh, that's not how it works.
Right. Where's the money? Where's the peas? Where's the Yeah, a lot of things go away when you're not taking care of yourself or not really using, you know, common sense to balance things.
Oh, yeah, certain days, especially on the business model, like getting as many PJs out there as possible and reading books like that. That's a lot of time and money and energy that you're using. It's like you basically could burn yourself out like that, which I imagine, which was the first few years of the company doing that.
Yeah, that's why I had to learn human connection is magic. When you start to ask for help, when you start to talk about what you're doing, instead of being afraid that people are going to think you're crazy. If you start to talk to people, find other crazy people. And then you're crazy together, but everyone's doing good stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about indeed. But the good news is, if I'm not mistaken, folks didn't think you were crazy when you started to ask them for help and you let them know what you were doing. Because if I'm not mistaken, folks just started just sending stuff to you and filling up your house with PJs.
Yes, that was an eye opener. That was, you know, my heart has never been more full than when I would see those arrivals and I would get those calls. It was an amazing shock to me that a small thing that I knew went deeper than she needs a pair of pajamas to sleep in meant love and comfort and stability and a hug for the to maybe help her with the pain and loneliness she felt. And I felt that, but it was hard for me to believe other people would feel it. I felt it because that there was a hole in me. So I could relate to her. I was not her, but I think we all have those places in our hearts where we are lonely or we are missing something or something may have happened in our past to make us feel less than. And I felt all of that in her. And I had no idea that so many of us can relate to that and that this is healing for all of us.
Healing indeed, healing indeed. It's so true. Definitely so true indeed. So my goodness, so since you've been on a bunch of interviews, probably by the 18-wheeler truckload, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often when you're on interviews like this?
Good question, Dom. I wish more people would reach out, and I offer that to anyone who's listening. I get calls of people asking me for an hour of support or just a brainstorm. I'm available. I'm always happy to talk to another person who's thinking of taking a chance, you know, thinking out loud, doubting, you know, why they did what they did. I spent a lot of time wishing I had been smarter earlier, but you know what? We are where we are. And there's no There's no reason to blame yourself. Everything you will see if you make the change, everything you've done up till now will be an aid to you, will help. So forget any regrets and just take the first step. And I'm always here to help people. And I just hope that more people will ask me for some time and I'll be honest and I'll help and I'll tell them the ups and the downs, but it's very possible to make your life beautiful and to fill that hole that's in you for not finding that purpose earlier.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about indeed. I'm talking about indeed. So my goodness, so what is it like working with you then as a purpose coach, since a lot of folks out there are probably trying to find it?
They are, you know, it's individuals who've come to a point like I did, and they want to change things. It's retirees who are retiring and have lots of energy and want to do something. So people are in different places. There are also people, I call it the slide. I teach this jump and the slide. I jumped. I have that gene. And some people have that gene. But for some, and I get it, the responsibilities are just too daunting to just say, the heck with it all, I'm quitting and I'm going to go and play the violin. But I teach the slide. It's important for whatever you recognize is your purpose and what you feel is your contribution in this world to include it, bring it into your life, even if it's an hour a week. So finding your purpose doesn't always have to mean take a jump and start something from scratch at age 40. It means take a chance and bring that into your life. Don't keep it on the back burner for when the kids are out of the house, for when I retire, for when I have enough money. Bring it in now. Because that purpose is your contribution, and it's always big. It doesn't matter if it's an hour a week. You will touch people with your purpose when you give it air, when you give it life. So sometimes that's easier for people, and sometimes it leads into a jump, but sometimes it can stay as a slide and still bring you joy, change everything about how you feel about life in your life, and it'll bring people joy, and that's the purpose of purpose and sharing it in that human connection.
There we go. The human connection. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That slide. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Slide into the DM of your purpose, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. You don't have to always jump the metaphorical cliff here and land in the purpose. You don't have to always do it.
Right. Right.
That's right. Build it as you go. That's right indeed. That's right exactly. Indeed. Yes, bam, indeed. So my goodness, so with all this wonderful stuff that you got going on, what are you excited about over the next 6 to 12 months, since you got two books out? Is there going to be a third book that folks are going to be looking forward to?
Yes, I'm not sure exactly which one I'm going to write, but there'll be another one. But I'm more excited about reaching more people. You know, it's also a study for me on what is the next book. What are people looking for to take their step? What's still holding people back? What's the next key I can offer? And I can find that when I speak more, when I meet more people, when I find what inspires people, when I find how I'm being the best of me in this chapter two of my purpose. So more speaking, more people engaged in finding ways to find, discover their purpose, and then take that step.
To take that step, indeed. Got to take that step. That's right, indeed. Put on a size 20 shoe if you have to. Even if you wear a size 7, it's okay. That's right, indeed. Sometimes a step faster than me that big. So speaking of people, what would you consider your biggest lesson learned from one of your clients that makes you a more powerful coach?
Another good question. I think the more honest I am about my mistakes, the more honest I am about how I wish I had known this, and I want to teach you to do it this way because you're where I was, and this is where I took 5 steps back and I shouldn't have had to. So let me introduce you to this person. Let me show you this way. Let me tell you what I learned by doing it the way that you're thinking about doing it, because I can see where you want to be because I was you. So I think when they feel like I was them, they believe I was them because I'm sharing the downs as well as the ups. I think they trust me. And I think that they tell me they appreciate reading in my book, you know, how selfish I was in my relationship because I was obsessed, or how I made financial mistakes because I was obsessed. And it's not necessary. You know, it was my way. I can't take any of it back. It worked out well, but it doesn't mean I would teach it that way. I would teach what I learned better way.
There you go. That's how you know folks are the real deal. She's teaching from real life experience, y'all. That's right, indeed. That battle-tested experience, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Even as that wonderful lens of a founder who found something and was trying to find their way out of the muck and miry clay, metaphorically, of the early days. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Gotta love folks that are honest, indeed. Helps you to see yourself as your best self and get rid of any issues. Get rid of those wonderful chinks in the armor. That's right, indeed. Look for that Achilles heel and get rid of it in the way if you have to. That's right, indeed. Or find ways around it to increase your strengths. You love to see it. You love to see it, indeed. Well, fun question for you. If your fabulous book, Purpin, Passion, and Moxie, how to lead the way and leave a legacy. If that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Oh, wow. Spicy. It would definitely be something spicy. Either spicy chicken wings or spicy penne alla vodka. But definitely Moxie is spicy. You got to have it no matter what you want to do that's new. That Moxie book is about how to start a nonprofit, because again, out of COVID, a lot more people wanted to start nonprofits. So because that's the specific niche I was in, I teach that too. And I wrote a book about it. And you definitely need that spice. You need that, you know, that extra oomph of Moxie to go for it.
Wow, there you go. That's right, indeed. So it's the book you need at all at your parties, y'all. Spicy wings, y'all.
Right, right next to the chicken wings. Now you're making me hungry for that. Now I have to go and find out Uber Eats or something.
There you go. Now you've finally stumbled upon one of the side effects of guesting on the podcast. You get a hunger for food. Usually don't tell nobody that one.
There's a burrito in my refrigerator. You just reminded me.
See, there we go. Podcast is good for something. Podcast reminds you of the burritos in your fridge. That's what I'm talking about, indeed. Oh, my goodness, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive, and that is, if you were to wake up tomorrow and you were 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
Wow. Hug everyone. Lead from your heart. Take a chance. You know, just be loving. Lead with love. Just the warm, loving. I just think we need a lot of that, and I think a lot of us who are older got a real shock during COVID when we had to step back and even, you know, didn't even have a voice because that mask muffled our voice in metaphorically in a lot of ways. So I think if everyone took a step closer to leading with their heart, I think I would hope I would do that and just take a chance. And okay, so do I look mushy and emotional? I don't care, because I think that's going to take us where we need to go to make this world a better place.
Yeah, a better place indeed. That's right. Make it a better place and not a butter place. That's right, indeed. That's what I'm talking about. Indeed. That's right, indeed. So you heard that right, folks. That's right. That's right, indeed, Janet. We've been dropping the hate all episode long, and the thing is, she only dropped only 1% of it. So for those who need to hear and find out the other 99% of all the wonderful things that the gorgeous Genevieve does, what's the best way for folks to do so?
It's GenevievePeturo.com. Everything on my website and how to email me if you want to talk or brainstorm your idea, I'd be happy to.
Woohoo! Well, there you have it, folks. We're going to put a link to Genevieve's site in the show notes that we can keep up with her and her journey and all the things that she's doing, because she's still just getting started, y'all. It's only the beginning. And also be sure to cop some copies of her magical books. And the good news is she read her first book herself, so you get to have Genevieve in your brain even longer in your ears. So that's good times indeed. Good times indeed. So my goodness, any parting words for the folks at home or around the globe before we close up shop?
I would just say, listen to your heart voice. You know, there's an exercise on my website saying it, an exercise to find your purpose. Go take the exercise, do it, see where it leads you. You'll be amazed.
If you're listening to this, that means you're one cool individual. If you want to be cooler than two cucumbers, share this episode with someone that you think will enjoy it too. And be sure to subscribe and keep being fabulous.